Good morning, everyone. My name is Xiaoxi Yao. I'm a research fellow at the Mayo Clinic. My topic today is about long working hours. So actually, how many hours do you guys work in a week? So who work more than 40 hours per week? So who work more than 50 hours per week? Good for you. So the problem is many Americans as well as workers in other countries work many hours, and this is part of the nature of our jobs today. But we all know that long working hours is related to all kinds of adverse outcomes. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So working long hours is related to many adverse outcomes such as fatigue, sleep problems, and when you work a lot of hours, you may not have time to exercise or prepare healthy meals at home, or you may have work-family conflict, and some workers may be at a higher risk of getting injured at work after working many hours. And when people keep working long hours for many, many years, they may be at a higher risk of developing chronic conditions. And some studies have linked long working hours to heart disease. But in terms of other conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, and depression, the evidence is insufficient and sometimes contradictory. And one limitation of some previous studies that many studies use cross-sectional data or only follow the cohort for a relatively short time period. However, chronic diseases often develop over a long time period and may not occur during or right after the exposure to long working hours. Also, people who have the ability to work long hours are often healthy workers who may not have any chronic conditions. So when assessing the relationship between working long hours and chronic diseases, we need to consider workers' long-term exposure rather than their current or recent work hours. And some of the previous studies were limited to certain subgroups of workers, such as men, white-collar workers, or employees within one company. So our study aims at assessing workers' long-term exposure to long working hours and their risk of contracting 8 major chronic diseases: heart disease, non-skin cancer, arthritis, diabetes, and chronic lung disease, asthma, depression, and hypertension. And the data source of this study is a National Longitudinal Survey of Youth, NLSY-79. It is a nationally representative survey that was originally comprised of 12,686 men and women who were 14 to 22 years old in 1979. And respondents were interviewed annually from 1979 to 1994 and biannually since 1996. And as of 2010, there were 7,565 respondents remaining in the cohort who were 46 to 53 years old. And NLSY-79 provides demographic, socioeconomic, health, and detailed work histories during the 32 years from 1978 to 2009. So using these 32 years of work history data, we were able to evaluate the effects of long working hours, not only from the current jobs, but also from previous jobs, which may be more relevant to the development of chronic conditions. And we use a multivariable logistic regression to assess the relationship between working long hours and chronic diseases. The outcome is whether a person has a chronic condition. And we conducted 8 separate logistic regression for each of the 8 conditions. And the exposure is a worker's average weekly hours over the time when he or she worked full-time. Full-time is defined as working at least 30 hours per week. And this average weekly hours reflect an individual's average exposure to long work hour during the past 32 years. And when calculating the mean, we did not consider the time when they work part-time or did not work. But one limitation with our approach is we consider workers' exposure to long working hours during the whole 32 years. but the exposure after diagnosis may not be relevant. Actually, a survival analysis should be more appropriate, but we were not able to do the survival analysis because for most of the conditions, we do not have the data of diagnosis. But we do have the data of diagnosis for arthritis. So we did a sensitivity test using survival analysis for our arthritis. And the results we got were quite similar to what we found in Lajeci regression. So we think this approach may not create any substantial bias. Also for chronic conditions, so chronic diseases often occur when people are reaching their 40s or 50s. So our cohort were about 46 to 53 years old as of 2010. So most of the conditions should have occurred toward the very end of the 32 years, and people may not be able to switch their work hours right after the diagnosis. So we think including the exposure after diagnosis may not have any substantial impact on our findings. And we adjusted for age, gender, race, education, family income, the number of years they work full-time, smoking status, and occupation in the regression. And we use person-level surveys in the regression. And this table shows the results from the Lajeci regression. In our analysis, we consider 30 hours to 40 hours as a reference group, and 41 to 50, 51 to 60, and over 60 hours per week are considered long work hours group. So working long hours is related to the first four chronic conditions, heart disease, non-skin cancer, arthritis, and diabetes. For heart disease and diabetes, the odds ratios of more than 60 hours per week, 1.74 for heart disease and 1.62 for diabetes, these two odds ratios are in the expected direction, but they are not statistically significant. We think one reason might be that there were only about 3% of the respondents who on average work more than 60 hours per week. So the small number of respondents in this group might explain the wide confidence interval. For the other four chronic conditions, chronic lung disease, asthma, depression, and hypertension, there were no significant relationships. But the odds ratios for chronic lung disease and asthma were in general in the expected direction, but they are just not statistically significant. And we conducted additional analysis by gender because some previous studies suggest that women's health might be more affected by long working hours than men. So we first did a regression for men and then repeated the same regression for women. And this table shows the results for men. So among men, working long hours is only related to arthritis, but no adverse effects were found for all the other conditions. And actually, working moderately long hours, 41 to 50 hours per week, was associated with a reduced risk of getting heart disease, chronic lung disease, and depression. But for women, the effects were much stronger and more significant. All the long work hours categories were significantly related to the first four chronic conditions. And some long work hour categories, for example, 51 to 60 hours per week is related to chronic lung disease, and over 60 hours per week is related to asthma. So we think one reason for the gender difference is that women in general assume more family responsibilities than men. Excuse me. So when women work long hours, they may experience more time pressure and stress than men. So in summary, our findings suggest that working long hours might significantly increase workers' risk of contracting particular chronic diseases, including heart disease, non-skin cancer, arthritis, and diabetes. And women might be more affected by long working hours than men.
Okay. We have time for a couple of questions. Anybody in the back here?
Thank you. I was curious about residents working long hours as a doctor. I'm wondering
then I actually did another study looking long working hours among healthcare workers. So, but my other study is about long working hours among health professionals and their sickness absence. And we actually saw very interesting results. So, what we originally think is when people work long hours, they are more likely to have sickness absence. But actually our finding is when those healthcare workers work long hours, they either do not take any sick leave at all, they have 0 days of sick leave, or they have very long sickness absence. So actually, compared to sickness absence, sickness presenteeism is more a problem among healthcare workers. So,
yeah. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.